previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We're joined this morning by Mr. Bernard Clowley, who's the acting executive director of the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality's electricity and energy. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us on such short notice this morning. I know it's been a bit of a busy weekend for you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Wayne. And let me take this opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Bernard Clowley, acting executive director of electricity and energy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start from the very beginning. Friday, it appears this happened on Friday afternoon. Just tell us what happened for those that haven't been privy to the information during the course of this weekend.
Let me first start by apologizing to all the residents of Nelson Mandela Bay. This incident happened at around Friday, and it all started again. On a Friday, what happened was, we have the 132 kV line that is feeding the western side of the city. And this 132 kV line is composed of transmission lattice structures. And these lattice structures have since experienced some corrosion and rust. And we have been seeing this problem coming, and we were actually working on it, trying to see how best can we mitigate it. But then due to gusts, unfortunately, those towers collapsed. It's about 3 to 4 towers that have collapsed.
Four towers that collapsed on Friday.
And I imagine added to that is it's this proximity close to the ocean as well, the salt corrosion and all that also played an important role.
Yeah, that is correct. The design and the topology of the network for that line into Summerstrand is actually running through the coast. That's correct.
So then on Friday afternoon, going into Friday evening, you obviously activated emergency response. How did that go? I mean, how do you even facilitate and coordinate people into a room to try and identify where this issue is and try and fix it as fast as possible?
As it happened like a normal fault that would happen. Every time when there is a fault, we would dispatch all our standby people, municipal officials. But for this one, it happened, it was still during the day when it happened, so we dispatched our operators to go there and have a look. And then they did in fact confirm that these towers have collapsed. And as early as that evening, then we started jog just to recoup to do some preliminary planning.
Okay.
As it stands now, I'm sure there's a mitigation process currently underway. What's happening on the ground right now?
Starting with Friday, going to Saturday, when we started jog, we started working around the plans of how best can we bring the supply back on. We first tried to look how best can we use whatever that we have from the inner city, and we successfully managed to bring at least one of our critical loads, which is the airport.
Yeah.
That one we succeeded to do. And later, during the course of the time, we also succeeded to at least bring supply to Warmer Police.
Okay.
Right? That was the first low-hanging one. Then over and above that, then we decided, okay, we still have another transformer that is sitting at Crawford. We decided then, as a mitigation measure, we'll take that transformer and relocate it to Southend. That was successfully done. The transformer is now in place. That is the first mitigation. Then the second, and then the third one that we tried to see how best can we do is when we check the scope of the work, that's when we found that with our capacity and look at what we can do to bring back the power, that's where that we found that, okay, it's going to be 14 days. It's going to take us 14 days to actually bring power back. Then we thought that 14 days is then that triggered then to say, okay, let's rather spread our wings, and then we reached out to Eskom to come and assist us. They did the preliminary investigations, and they came up with the scope. At least that managed to reduce the 14 days to 7 days. So for now, we are targeting that 7 days. Right now, the transformer has been put in place at Southend. Allow me just to go back to that one. With the work that is still outstanding with the cabling and everything, termination and testing, That plan or that mitigation plan, we are anticipating to be able to pick up some of the other load as early as tomorrow if all goes well. Otherwise, then we are looking at Friday, but the target date is 27th of this month, which is tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow, okay.
Okay, so we're looking at restoring some areas or all areas by tomorrow?
It would be some areas. That transformer is just 10 MVA transformer.
Okay, I see.
So it would be some areas. It wouldn't be all areas.
And you're not able to tell us what areas those will be just yet?
Not at the moment, but I can safely say it would be around South End with a little bit of Humut, just around there.
All right.
I think for updates, and certainly we and I'll go FM will keep the folk up to date, and of course on your social platforms as well, to keep an eye on that as to what is happening, the current situations as it stands.
That is correct. We are trying to inform our residents as much as we can as developments unfold. For an example, today we are scheduled to kickstart chalk with Eskom online to give us the updates at around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the new developments will come out of that. But we are trying all the efforts. We are trying by all means to see how best can we even reduce the 7 days that we are going to do, yeah. And we are pushing to do, even if to increase some teams, even if it means staff must go work extra hours, we are ready to do that. If it wasn't in the remote area for where these towers have collapsed, we would even try to see how best can we get the lights so that at least it can be 24 hours. But we are pursuing that.
Mm. Mr. Kleinley, is there anything that residents can do at this stage to assist in this process, or even businesses? Because if you look at the area that's been affected, particularly in the warmer area, just driving down Main Road, seeing and York Road this morning, seeing all of the lights off, and largely those areas have businesses that need to operate. Is there anything that anyone can do to assist right now?
It's a difficult that one, but let me take this opportunity also to say we did get help from our businesses. For an example, they offered us some generators. At least we were able to power up the old age home, for an example. And what we did from the security point of view, we have also reached out to our security companies, and then they are assisting us together with the Metro Police and the SAPS, and particularly with the patrols, with the blue light. Yes, it's very uncomfortable situation, but it is what it is, and we are trying our best to see how best can we come out of this situation.
All right, so Algo FM News will keep you updated on our social media platforms, and of course the municipality have their platforms, and we can expect maybe an update from about 11 o'clock this morning after your JOC meeting at around about 10 o'clock this morning.
That's correct. That JOC kicks off at around 10. We will have Eskom on board, and then we're going to have some latest developments, and then we will keep everybody posted immediately thereafter.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right. We appreciate the update this morning. Bernard Kleinley, who's the Acting Executive Director for NMB's Electricity and Energy. Thank you for joining us this morning. All the best of luck with the next couple of days.
Thank you very much. Once again, I apologize on behalf of the Metro for what the residents are going through. We'll try by all means to see how best can we do in order to shorten the 7 days that we are targeting. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.